أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نكحتم المؤمنات ثم طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن فما لكم عليهن من عدة تعتدونها فمتعوهن وسرحوهن سراحا جميلا صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also advises or prohibits Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from following the dictates of the kafirin and the munafiqeen, and not to be concerned about difficulties that are imposed upon them, and to put full reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one issue of nikah, that when a person marries a woman, and then before consummating that marriage, there is a talaq that takes place, the man divorces that woman, what will be the condition of the iddat of that woman? And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly describes this issue. There are some of the commentators like Allama Shabi Rahmat Ibn Kathir, a reality and a case of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made nikah to a woman by the name of Umayma bint Shurahil. And when after that nikah had taken place, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed the formalities, he went to this woman, and as he was approaching her, this woman said that I seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam realized the discomfort of this woman, and at that time, before consummating that marriage, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given her a talaq. And hence, some have said that it is with reference to this, that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah to Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala an, that was unprecedented, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the ayats to follow, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about other aspects of the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, idha nakahtumul mu'minat, when you have married the believing woman, thumma tallaqtumuhunna, then thereafter you gave her talaq, or you gave them talaq, min qabli an tamassuhunna, before you had touched them, in other words, before you consummated them. According to the Hanafis, they speak about khalwati sahiha, and that is before the man and woman go into privacy in such a manner that it was possible to have consummated the marriage. Then they also say that if that had not taken place, then obviously فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ, then there will be no iddat upon the woman in your favor, تَعْتَدُّونَهَا, which she would be counting. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dropped off the iddat on the woman. In other words, she will not have any iddat. If the nikah had taken place and man and woman had been seeing each other, but there was no consummation, but in seeing each other the possibility of consummation was there, then obviously there will be iddat. Also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes another aspect of this, and that is with regards to the mihr. That if the mihr was mentioned before the nikah had taken place and the talaq had taken place before they consummated the marriage, then half the mihr will be paid. If no mihr was mentioned before the nikah, and this is the instance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here, Allah says, فَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ, then the husband will give some form of gift to the woman. And in this case, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to that narration, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had given a full garment, in other words, two pieces of cloth for the upper garment and the lower garment. And in that manner, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam fulfilled the requisite of this ayah, and that is also according to many of the ulama. And the last part of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَرِّحُوهُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا, and then release them with kindness. In other words, the releasing in talaq, and we see throughout the Quran that when talaq takes place, it should be done in a manner that is most befitting of a Muslim, in that there should be a degree of kindness, there should be a degree of compassion, there should not be this hatred and enmity that we see around today that just carries on before the talaq, during the talaq and even after the talaq and for years and years it carries on. But this is not how the Sharia had described, and this is not what the Sharia demands, that when a person gives talaq, he should give talaq in a manner in which he realizes that this nikah was not going to work, the woman realizes that the nikah was not going to work, and the release is taken place in an amicable manner, that both parties, even after that, they will be able to, or rather the both families also, will be able to sit down and speak. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Quran Kareem, uses these terms, وَسَرِّحُوهُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.